The Big Bopper did not live to see the birth of his son Jay Richardson, but Jay has adopted his father's onstage persona. He performs as the Big Bopper Jr. The Big Bopper was born in Sabine Pass, Texas, and was a DJ in Beaumont when he recorded his hit song Chantilly Lace. On the 50th anniversary of the plane crash that took his father's life, Jay will be performing at the Surf Ballroom in Clear Lake, Iowa. That's the last place his father was on stage. We caught up with Jay as he was on the road to Clear Lake to recreate the last concert of his father, Buddy Holly and Richie Valens.
We just left Eau Claire, Wisconsin, which was one of the original cities. The original venue is long gone, but we're heading to Clear Lake, Iowa right now, where Dad and them did their last shows.
And why are you doing this?
Well, I mean, we've been doing this for our 10th anniversary and the 50th anniversary of, Dad, Buddy, and Richie's last show at Surf Ballroom in Clear Lake, Iowa. We're doing our show here tonight, and I'll be appearing there again Monday night, which is exactly 50 years to the day and date. And they're just doing a big celebration of their lives and their music this weekend.
Your dad, the Big Bopper, seems to be the person that people are most likely, they don't really recognize his contributions when we talk about the day the music died. So do you see that as part of your mission, is to bring him the recognition that he deserves?
Yeah, Dad's always, it seemed to me, been kind of a footnote, to the deaths of Buddy and Richie, and, my dad is second to neither one of them. You know, he's talent-wise, you want to stack them up next to one another back in 59 and see what they accomplished and, not where they might have been and doing all that kind of stuff, but just, what they'd accomplished to that time, at the time of the death. Dad was equal to that. And, I think that because Buddy and Richie had movies and it brought attention to him and it educated the voters for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, that's my ultimate goal, is to see my father inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Now hush up so I can go to sleep and dream about my baby. I close my eyes when a night comes, try to go to sleep, but end up counting sweet, sweet kisses. I said a counting sheep. And she, he, walking through my dream, all through the night, walking through my dream, holding me tight. The only time she's mine.
Radio was his primary focus, and the Big Bopper was a character he created for a radio program. And not only did he, I have a Hooper's rating book from back then, and both of it, he was doing two shows there for a period of time. One is J.P. Richardson, and one is the Big Bopper, and out of all of Southeast Texas, those were the only two programs rated out at 100% of their target audience. You know, he had his hand in a lot of areas of the music business, you know, and the entertainment field. And radio was just one of them, songwriting. He had written the two number one records, one which launched George Jones's career, White Lightning, and then Running Bear for Johnny Preston. He was already on a major label, Mercury Records, when he came out with the Big Bopper idea to bring it from radio into music. He'd set a world's record, 122 hours, 8 minutes, 5 days straight of radio broadcast in 57. He had his own publishing company where most guys back then, men and women, entertainers, not just the guys, but, you know, weren't very business-minded. You know, they were more about singing and writing music, but Dad was smart enough, he started a publishing company, and thank God he did.
Your father almost was not on that plane crash. He had switched seats with Waylon Jennings. Had you ever had a chance to talk to Mr. Jennings about that incident?
Several occasions. Yeah, we became friends over the years. I met him when I was 18 years old, and until his death, I'd seen him just a couple of years prior to his death. And, I can tell you how much Dad loved radio. Dad had planned to buy a radio station within a year or so. He thought he would make enough money being out on the road and touring. Waylon was interviewed for the 40th anniversary for a special on VH1, The Day the Music Died. And then in that interview, they asked him where he thought Buddy would be or Richie would be and the bopper would be. And when it came to Dad, he said, you know, he said JP would have probably owned more radio stations than anybody in the world. Waylon had a lot of trouble with that, you know, according to him and in his biography, because they had an exchange, Buddy and Waylon did at the Surf Ballroom that night, where Dad had asked Waylon for a seat because Dad was sick and wanted, instead of riding the bus for 300 miles that night, get there and get a little rest. And Waylon said, you know, I told your dad it's fine with me if it's all right with Buddy, because Buddy had chartered it for Waylon and Tommy Alsop, his, you know, his band members. And when he went to, you know, Buddy came over to Waylon and said, you know, hey, you know, what are you doing? You know, this, we're going to get there early and blah, blah, blah. And he said, you know, well, I hope your old bus breaks down, is what, according to Waylon, that Buddy told Waylon. And in response, Waylon says, well, I hope your old plane crashes. And, of course, it did. And, you know, something that bothered Waylon for a long time, and probably till the day he died. He certainly had no intentions and or meant for the plane to crash. You know, he was a kid himself, you know. He was 18 or 19 years old at the time.
Of the catalog that your father left us, of the songs that he recorded, which one do you think that I should listen to try and really connect to your father? Which one has the most...
To my father?
Yes, yes, sir.
Someone Watching Over You is the one song. You know, there's a distinction that has to be made between my father... J.P. Richardson and the Big Bopper. They were totally two distinct, different personalities. And just like the review I referred to earlier, I think it, you know, with mine, it wasn't bad at all. It said he captured the goofiness of the Big Bopper, and then it went on to say about the song Someone Watching Over You, how it brought people to their feet. And, you know, so it's two distinct, different presentations. You know, the Big Bopper, that was intended to be goofy and funny and make people laugh and yet bring them music and bring them happiness. And then yet J.P. Richardson also could write that ballad that bring you tears.
If you do your best to do what's right and you don't